Despite a sharp decrease over the past 2 years, Arizona continues to have some of the highest poverty in the nation. At a rate of 16.4%, Arizona was well above the national rate. The state's poorest county is Apache. Joining us to discuss this report done by the Census Bureau is Cynthia Zwick. She's executive director of the Arizona Community Action Association. Cynthia, good morning.
Good morning.
So what factors are contributing to Arizona's ranking? What's going on here?
Well, we think there are a number of things. Primary is the number of low-wage jobs that we have in Arizona. 27.8% of our jobs are low-wage, so that means essentially the employees are making about the minimum wage level, which is about $10.10 an hour. So we think that's an issue. We think there's some concerns related to the investment in education in the state, because education levels contribute directly to future earning capacity. And I think in a county like Apache County, we're also looking at the number of employment opportunities as well as transportation as an issue for folks that are living in that county.
Are some of the issues that you just mentioned maybe more acute in some of the rural areas like Apache County than they would be in, say, Maricopa or Pima counties?
Sure. I think that's a true statement. Typically what happens is, as I said, there are fewer opportunities for employment, and many of those jobs tend to be lower wage jobs. Sometimes the cost of living in some of the more rural counties can get fairly high. Like Coconino County has a very high cost of living, for example. Apache County, not quite as high. But in order to really make ends meet in a county like Maricopa County, people need to earn a living wage, which is about $14.33 an hour. So we have quite a gap in the average earning.
And Cynthia, tell us a little bit about what's going on county by county in the state. We mentioned that Apache County is the poorest here. How do they compare?
Well, they are the poorest, and the range really in Arizona is between like 13% up to 41% in Apache County. I think Maricopa County has a 21.7% poverty rate. Mojave County is 24.5%, and then another very rural county, Navajo, is up at 37.9%. So you can see that the more urban areas tend to have a slightly lower poverty rate, but it's still too high across the board.
So what do we do about this? I mean, you can't just snap your fingers and make high-wage jobs appear or a transportation system appear that doesn't exist. So in the short term, are there things that can be done?
Well, I think some of the things we can do, as I said, is to begin a sincere and intentional investment in our education system and ensuring that everyone has access to quality education across the board. I think the other thing we can do is to continue to invest in some of the basic needs programs, some of the support programs like SNAP and cash assistance. And child care is a huge program that needs support in this state, so that working families can actually afford to place their children in safe child care and continue to earn. I think the other thing on a longer-term basis is just beginning to understand that this is a continuing problem. There's a study out from the Pew Charitable Trust that indicates 70% of children born into poverty today will stay there if the circumstances in our communities don't change. And that's simply too many children that will suffer. So we think that we need to really get serious about investments in policies, creating policies that are fair and equitable, looking to employers to sort of lead the way on a living wage perspective, reinvesting in some employment supports like employer-paid health insurance, retirement plans, paid time off in a meaningful way. So we think some of those things can be done fairly quickly, but we also know that from a policy perspective, it's probably a longer-term commitment.
Cynthia, a lot of the issues that you've talked about, things like child care subsidies and the food stamp program, SNAP program, cash assistance, a lot of those really took a hit, especially during the recession, and to some extent maybe have been restored a little bit or not at all. Are you of the belief that among all the competing priorities in the state, especially when it comes to funding, that these issues affecting poverty are getting the kind of attention that they need to make an appreciable difference?
No, I don't think they're getting the attention they need at all. In fact, I think we continue to see child care support cut. We continue to see that support really diminished throughout the state. At the federal level, the administration is looking at major cuts across the board to some of these safety net programs. Congress seems to be restoring some of them. But I think it's important to understand that many of the folks that are taking advantage of SNAP, for example, are working. Many of the households that are being served with SNAP benefits or food stamps are seniors living on fixed incomes, are folks that have become disabled, are children in households that need support. And we know that 30% of those that are receiving SNAP stay on the benefit for about 2 years. The longer-term participants are about 40% of the recipients stay on it for 4 years or more, and those tend to be the seniors living on fixed incomes and the disabled community. So, they're intended to be a bridge. They're intended to be a temporary support. That's the role that they play, and we need to make sure that they're available on an ongoing basis for those folks who are struggling.
Cynthia Zwick is the Executive Director of the Arizona Community Action Association. Cynthia, good to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.